To hear.
To hear.
Eyes to see.
Eyes to see.
And my spirit to perceive.
And my spirit to perceive.
And my heart to perceive.
And my heart to perceive.
That you're talking to me.
That you're talking to me.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
In John chapter 6, which is what I heard during the night, when they found him, verse 25, on the other side of the lake, they asked him, Rabbi, when did you get here? And Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Did you ever consider that when you take Holy Communion, that you're actually participating in a meal that's going to affect your eternity? Mm-hmm. Perceive the reality that this meal is going to make changes in you and I that affects us forever. Mm-hmm. And I didn't catch that totally until I was looking at the word, because he responded, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. This meal endures to eternal life.
Amen.
And that's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Which the Son of Man will give you. So he hadn't given it to them yet, but he was going to provide. Mm-hmm. Got it? Mm-hmm. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Try it on. Take a deep breath. Say, on me.
On me.
God the Father.
God the Father.
Has placed his seal of approval.
Has placed his seal of approval.
Try it again. Lift your hands to him. Say, I mean it now, Lord.
I mean it now, Lord.
On me.
On me.
My Father.
My Father.
God.
God.
Has placed his seal of approval.
Has placed his seal of approval.
Did you get it?
Did you get it?
Amen.
Did I get it?
Yes. Amen.
Do I get it?
Yes.
Now look across from each other. Say, my Father.
My Father.
God.
God.
Has placed.
Has placed.
His seal of approval.
His seal of approval.
On you.
On you.
And 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 me.
And you.
And you.
And me.
And you.
And me.
Amen.
What's happening on the inside when you're saying that?
Encouragement.
Huh?
Being encouraged.
Being encouraged. Mm-hmm. Having gained in value. Mm-hmm. My great-grandson, he's not a prince. He's a
king.
Thank you. 28. Then they asked him, what must we do to do the work God requires? Ah, now that's a challenge. What must we do to do the work that God requires? Anybody got a list? 5, 7, 9, 12, 15 jobs? What do you think? What does he require? What kind of work does he want us to do?
That you believe,
believe.
That you believe. I think right. That's the next. That you believe in the one.
Verse 29. Yeah. Jesus answered, "The work of God is this: to believe in the one He has sent."
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's the job we have. So can we declare that? Lift one hand to Him and say, "The work."
The work
that my Father God, has given to me, is to believe, in the one He has sent. His name is
Jesus.
Got it.
Jesus.
That's a pretty easy job, right? All right. So they asked him, "What miraculous signs then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, that is he who comes down from heaven. The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Gives life to the world, not just to me. See, a lot of people hate the world. A lot of believers hate the world.
Yeah.
But Jesus says, "I'm sending myself on that cross to redeem the
world
that you can't handle, or that you don't like, or that you don't approve of." That's a stretch in your level of love, believe me. Mm-hmm. Because it takes all your judgments and all your criticalness right out of the picture. Mm. Got it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. 34 says, "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Jesus replies, "Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe." So he's definitely facing facts with these men that are coming to report to someone else. Got it? "All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall not lose none of all that he has given me, but to raise them up on the last day." Are we living in the last days?
Yes.
Is he ready to lift us up?
Amen.
Yes.
Is he ready and willing to change us?
Yes.
Amen. Are we willing to let him change us?
Yeah. Yes. Amen.
That's the question.
Are we willing to let him do as he pleases with us?
Yeah.
Or are we going to try to control?
When it's convenient.
I'm glad you're human. Because you see, he died for us humans. Amen?
Amen.
Just bow your heads now and say, "Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
We humble ourselves.
We humble ourselves.
Any time that I want to control. And stop the flow. Of energy and grace. That you want to download to me. And I put an obstacle in the way. I repent. My plan is not that great. Because it's not going to last for eternity. But your plan, Lord. Your heavenly plan. Will last for eternity. And we're declaring right now. That this is the bread of life. You gave that bread. To be torn open. That Jesus would be visible. Every aspect of him. Would be visible.
For the world to see.
For he was stripped. Naked.
Hung on a cross.
Before all of Israel. So that they could see. The sign at the top of that cross. Jesus of Nazareth. Claims to be. The King.
Of Israel.
Father God.
Father God.
We declare this to be the bread of life.
We declare this to be the bread of life.
Which is the flesh.
Which is the flesh.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
We declare this to be the cup.
We declare this to be the cup.
Of your salvation.
Of your salvation.
Changing us.
Changing us.
From natural men.
From natural men.
And natural women.
And natural women.
To spiritual beings.
To spiritual beings.
That are getting a dose.
That are getting a dose.
Of eternity now.
Of eternity now.
Because we're receiving.
Because we're receiving.
His flesh and blood.
His flesh and blood.
Which was eternal.
Which was eternal.
And coming into me and you.
And coming into me. You,
to transform this body.
To transform this body.
From natural to spirit.
From natural to spirit.
Every step of the way.
Every step of the way.
Every infirmity.
Every infirmity.
Every sickness.
Every sickness.
Every disease.
Every disease.
He took on the cross.
He took on the cross.
He carried it to the cross.
He carried it to the cross.
And it went into the ground.
And it went into the ground.
Buried for 3 days.
Buried for 3 days.
And then he rose again.
And he rose again.
And now.
And now.
I participate.
I participate
in remembering what he paid for me.
In remembering what he paid for me.
So that I could rise.
So that I could rise.
In total freedom and healing.
In total freedom and healing.
Because he paid for it all.
Because he paid for it all.
And I receive it by faith.
And I receive it by faith.
So when I take this bread.
So when I take this bread.
Which is the bread of life.
Which is the bread of life.
It is for me.
It is for me.
Total transformation.
Total transformation.
Into my body.
Into my body.
And into my soul.
And into my soul.
My mind, will, and emotions.
My mind, will, and emotions.
And my spirit man.
And my spirit man.
It is tasting of eternity now.
It is tasting of eternity now.
Not next week.
Not next week.
Not 20 years from now.
Not 20 years from now.
But right now.
But right now.
This is a part of the Messiah.
This is a part of the Messiah.
And I am participating and receiving my share of it.
And I am participating in
my right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Go ahead and participate. In verse 41 of John chapter 6, it says, "At this the Jews began to grumble about him, because he said, 'I am the bread that came down from heaven.' They said, 'Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know?'" I want you to realize they're thinking only in the natural level, which is what most of us do. We're thinking in earthly ways, in earthly manner. After all, they know this guy, they know his family, and so therefore he can't be the Messiah. How can he now say, "I came from heaven," which means totally unacceptable? All right? Jesus responds, "Stop grumbling among yourselves." Jesus answered, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God." Wow. "Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes has eternal life. Has everlasting life. And I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die." There's another piece to the puzzle. When you participate with this gift from heaven, don't plan on dying.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Because you're in the wrong level. Verse 51, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever." Doesn't say might be.
No.
Or might live forever. He will live forever. "This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Now, I'm about to kind of draw away from that for a moment. Because with Robert Anderson's teachings, on one of the videos that he has, he points out that everything was falling apart for almost 3 years. And he had to be sent to Africa to a group of people that were interceding. And the pastor said to him, we make sure that all your iniquities are covered. And so, are there any iniquities in you from your ancestry? Because here in Africa, there is a lot of darkness that's still operating, and we want you to be able to survive your experience here. So will you submit to prayer and intercession from our team? And he said yes. The byproduct of that intercession, one particular woman of the Lord had a vision. And she saw one of his ancestors making an agreement to bow and worship a demon spirit by name. So they broke that agreement that had been done, and they prayed and interceded and repented for that individual in his family tree that had bowed and made an agreement with a demon spirit and served that spirit. And then he made out another comment. He says, remember one thing. If you're of European heritage, and if you are, almost all the Europeans were cannibals. And they worshiped demons on a regular basis and ate flesh, many of them human flesh. And he said, now you understand why Jesus, who was actually dealing with many of the people surrounding in that area where he was from Israel, the Israelites did not participate in that type of worship, but they were surrounded by different nations that did. If you look at any of the people from our Midwest area and their background in all of the middle of the United States and Mexico and down in South America, I mean, cannibalism was very normal. And so you and I may not realize where we are from and what has kept us from being able to grow in the realm of the spirit. But I truly believe that one of the things that the press was on for me when I shared with you guys that when I did pray that first night and I entered the courts, that I was very conscious of something or someone in my family tree from the 1500s had done something ungodly. And it runs on both sides of the family, both male and female, mothers and fathers. So, keeping that in mind, what are you doing when you come to this table? You're reversing the curse. Because you're participating with an eternal product from heaven, which is Jesus. He is saying loud and clear, he's the bread of life. Do we believe it? If we believe it, to what degree are we pondering on that reality? Do we understand the fullness of the impact that it does on my body, on my soul, on my mind, on my emotions? Or do I take it lightly and not discern what he went through? And what the type of price. Because if you're doing it out of a tradition, it almost cancels its effect. But if you do it with knowing that you're participating of a heavenly gift, which is Jesus, his flesh and blood, that's what he came to give us. And the byproduct is an eternal gift and benefit. Amen?
Amen.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I hear the words.
I hear the words.
Now I want to comprehend it.
Now I want to comprehend it.
I would like the spirit of understanding.
I would like the spirit of understanding.
To really bring forth the truth. The spirit of wisdom.
The spirit of wisdom.
To carry out a commission.
To carry out a commission.
That I have.
That I have.
Directly from my Lord and Savior.
Directly from my Lord and Savior.
The spirit of counsel which will counsel me.
The spirit of counsel which will counsel me.
With might.
With might.
And power.
And power.
To carry out whatever he wants.
To carry out whatever he wants.
The spirit of knowledge.
The spirit of knowledge.
That will continue.
That will continue.
To download into me.
To download into me.
What's important.
What's important.
With the celebration.
With the celebration.
Of communion.
Of communion.
With my Lord.
With my Lord.
And the fear of the Lord.
And the fear of the Lord.
Is needed.
Is needed.
For me to have a holy awe.
For me to have a holy awe.
Every time I come to the table.
Every time I come to the table.
And I'm asking.
And I'm asking.
The Spirit of the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord.
To make it real for me.
To make it real for me.
And to release.
And to release.
The grace I need.
The grace I need.
For the part that are still not understood.
For the parts that are still not understood.
Help my unbelief, Lord.
Help my unbelief, Lord.
Because many times.
Because many times.
I receive.
I receive.
Without the full impact.
Without the full impact.
That I should receive.
That I should receive.
When I really am.
When I really am.
Looking for your download.
Looking for your download.
Into me.
Into me.
Amen.
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 And amen. And amen. And amen.